Thirdly, so now denying yourself. What's the second one? Reproach. Discipleship is costly. It's called reproach. Thirdly, you follow me. How could somebody follow? How many times, Brother John, how many? I'm sorry, I don't find a clock. I'm looking around that I can...
Five.
Oh dear, we're going to cut it short. Okay. How many, the third one, is how do you follow? How do you follow? How many of us sing, I have decided to follow Jesus? You all know it? Anybody doesn't know this one? It's a very simple. And you know what? We sing it very lightly. We take it very lightly. And I guarantee you that so many times, like any other songs, we sing something, but we're really not taking in what this song means. Following the Lord Jesus, I'm going to give you a very simple example, although there's other examples, but I'll just give one example. The best way to follow Christ is not to look around you. Not to look around you. What I mean is this. A lot of young people, they will not follow the Lord Jesus because they look at their friends and they're not following. And I want you at your own leisure to go to John chapter 21. And when the Lord Jesus looked at Peter and he said, listen, follow me. You know what people responded? He said, yeah, okay, I'll follow. But how about him? How about John? How about Tony? How about John Ajami? Well, he's not following. How about Grace? How about Kalen? How about Carol? Well, they're not following. Why should I follow? You know what it requires for someone to follow Christ? Is not to look around. To look at one thing. And that is Christ Jesus. When you look straight and you have an object before you, and you are willing not to look to the right, what did he tell Joshua? Don't go to the right nor to the left. So I'm going to tell you, don't look to the right and don't look to the left. Look straight and follow the Lord. And that's how you follow the Lord. And that's how you'll be a good disciple. Denying self. Reproach. Following. How about some positive aspects? I want you to find them at your own leisure time. Because I don't have time. We spoke about the negative side. The Gospel of John speaks about the positive side. The first one. John chapter 8, you abide in my word. Listen, I'm going to be very honest with you. Young ones, I love you all like my own children. I have 4 of them, and I feel at this Grove City, I have 300 of them. I might not know you that well, but in the heart of this man over there, and the man sitting over there, and the man that stepped out, John Redicop, and many other brethren who desire to labor with you, deep in their own hearts, they feel that they have the 300 children here. 300. Because they care for you. But I'm going to be very honest with you. Discipleship requires someone... What was that? I'm sorry. Okay. I told the sisters to tell you that, so... In John chapter 8, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples. And I'm going to be very honest with you. If you're not reading God's word, and if you're not studying God's word, study to show thyself approved of God. If you're not putting any effort in God's word, don't make a claim that I'm a disciple of Christ. Don't make such a claim. You are saved. If you know Christ as Savior, you're going to be in heaven. But the feature of discipleship is a brother and a sister, young brother, young sister, who are willing to invest time in the Word of God. It is not only Grove City, you know. And it is not Bruce Lee, whatever. I'm sorry, I used to love, you know, when I was young and foolish. But anyway. Spruce Lake. It is not the occasions where you're going to grow. It is part of it. But you can never label yourself as a disciple of Christ if you yourself is not going to invest time in the Word of God. And not only reading the Word of God, because many of us can read it in 2 months, the whole book. Many of us will challenge the young people, oh, I challenge you to read it in 1 year, from the first page to the last page. Well, wonderful. But what did you gain from it? Are you abiding by it? Are you living what you have read? Discipleship is costly. It requires you to read, redeem the times. Because why? Because the days are evil. Because the days are evil. Oh, please, people. Because the days are
evil.
We're not living in good days. We're not living in good days. This is what the enemy would like us to think, that we are living fine, we're comfortable, we have a great job, we have a great income, our parents are rich, and what else do we need? What else do we need? Or everything that I want in this life, I have it. I have the Xbox, and I have the this, and I have the that, and I have the latest video game, and the latest movie. God help us. We're becoming entertainment mad. God is looking for those people that are willing to redeem the time because the days are evil and invest time in the Word of God and be doers of it. The fifth one quickly. Ye are my disciples, John chapter 13. I want you to read these things at your own leisure. John chapter 13, it says, if ye love one another, ye are my disciples. Loving the brethren. And I always like to put this challenge before the young ones, because we have the tendency to complain. And when we go to our local testimonies, we have the tendency to complain, oh, these older brethren are so boring. What do you mean they're so boring? Oh, this brother, when he gets up, I'll tell you. Whoa, whoa. We will find every single excuse in the book for us not to be in the meetings. And in a sense, if there is any weakness, don't come and tell me. You know, so many times we have a certain weakness in our local testimony, and the next thing, hey, Brother John, I want to tell you something. And these people, somebody comes from Switzerland, oh, the meeting in Geneva or whatever it is. And we want to talk about all these weaknesses. You know what it says about love? What does love do? Covers what? Love covers what? It covers a multitude of sins. It's a sign of discipleship. Please don't belittle your brethren locally. Please don't say anything ill about your older brethren, because the bottom line, they care for you and they love you. And the bottom line, they have a desire, is to feed the flock of God. And the bottom line, they want to honor the Lord in whatever principles they believe in from the Word of God. So if you want to be a good disciple, is a disciple that you would love one another. The same measure of whose love? Christ's love. Ye love me one another as I have loved you. That's what the Lord Jesus said, right? So I can love in this measure simply because I have the Spirit of God. Amen to that? Amen? So I can love. And I want you to love your brethren. And not to speak ill of them, but when you go to your local testimony, and out of this such an exercise, the Book of Ruth, and any other activity about young people and opening God's Word, as we are doing tonight, that you might be an asset to your local testimony. Asset. Not a complainer, an asset. And sisters, be in the meetings and you push these brethren. When you see a young brother from, maybe it's your brother. Brother in the flesh, but they all confess Christ and they are taking their parts in this wonderful remembering the Lord Jesus. You know what? You go to these brothers and say, did you open your mouth today? Kick them around. And when you kick them around and they look at you and yell at you, tell them, Brother John said to kick you. Just don't give them my phone number.